Jason Wilde is brought to you by Boucher Automotive, where we ride with you every mile. 18 dealerships, 15 brands, and thousands of vehicles in stock. Check them out at Boucher.com.
Everybody on the planet Earth should get information about the Packers from Jason Wilde every day of the year. We do our part, 94.5 ESPN, and Jason Wilde does his part. He's off today, and he still came on the show. What a nice guy. Thanks, Jason.
I just enjoy our conversations that much, Homer.
Really? I'm not sure if I believe that. Some days, no, maybe. Other days, not so much, would be my analysis.
There are days where it's not as enjoyable than others, but more often than not, it's definitely enjoyable. Also, the girls are riding some roller coasters, and I'm writing a story, so I figured, why not spend some time with Uncle Homer?
Where are the roller coasters? I, of course, am the national expert on roller coasters.
They're at the Mall of America in Minneapolis.
And real roller coasters is a bit much. The log ride, it's nice and everything, but they're not really roller coasters.
There's a couple I would say are roller coastery enough that I don't want to go on them, and I think that's
really
my kind of.
You don't go on, because I could train you. I'm the national expert on never going on roller coasters. Didn't go on one for like 40-some years.
I will say this. There are some that spin while they're also going up and down, around and over, and that's not something that I can handle very well.
Yeah,
so
the spinning is a problem. Spinning is what gets people sick. Roller coasters never get people sick. The spinning gets people sick all the time, even on like the state fair and stuff like that.
So Paula and I have a good deal. So she doesn't like things that drop, that are just like straight drops. So I handle those. She tends to handle the twists and turns because she handles those better.
Right.
Than I
what do. You will learn on drops that you can be dropping from, like the log ride, which of course in Mall of America drops about 3 inches. That used to scare me when I was scared, but. If you drop from 3 inches or 30,000 feet, the sensation of dropping is exactly the same time. It ends. It doesn't matter. And then it's a question of if you can calm down. But the sensation in your body ends the same way on both. But you don't seem to be buying that, but.
Yeah, they don't. That doesn't bother. Like, there's that. What's it called? The Tower of Terror.
Correct.
At Disney World.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That doesn't bother me. There was another ride we did at Disney World that was just a straight down drop.
Right.
That
I'll give you a good example. The Tower of Terror is however long, but you can go on the biggest drops are often on water parks where you have the straight drop where you lie on your back and they push you down and you go straight down. That drop is straight down for however long. And again, you only have that sensation for just a second. And then it's like a free fall, as if I would assume skydiving. I've not done skydiving yet. I would like to. They would not let me do it when I was in TV, when I was scheduled to. I made the mistake of asking for permission instead of asking for.
That's the last time that happened.
Yeah, that's correct. I learned from that. All right, let's get to. I don't know. There's nothing new with Aaron Rodgers. I've moved on to Jordan Love.
That's not true.
What? There's something new?
Well, so Robert Saleh. So the NFL meetings, which, as you know, I used to go to those every year. I haven't been for the last several years. I think I might want to go back next year because it is Goody's going to talk. I think the only local guys that are there are Rob Domofsky from ESPN.com, Matt Schneidman from The Athletic, and Ryan Wood from the Green Bay Press.
No, I mean, I'm sure Goody will say it's a work in progress or something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. But Robert Saleh, he obviously he's trying to choose the smartest things to say while he's there.
Yeah.
But I know that Rich Cimini, who covers the Jets for ESPN.com, wrote about this, but he's like, look, we're not hitting the panic button. He's confident that it's going to get done.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with someone today from, they're not in Minneapolis, but that's where I am at the moment, who had said that, you know, the Packers are standing firm on what they want. and this person said that they're still being unrealistic, wanting a first-round pick. Now, I think the concern, based on the conversation that I had this morning, is that at some point, and we've been talking about this for weeks now, that Woody Johnson is going to be just like, hey, I don't want to lose out on him. Let's just get it done, please. Just come on, please get it done. Give him the first-round pick. I don't care. And I just don't think that that's how Joe Douglas is wired, from what I understand from people who know him better than I do. He's a bargain shopper. He's the kind of guy that you would really like your McDonald's dollar menu guy. So yeah. I think there's a chance, and I know Robert Saleh also made the comment at the AFC coaches breakfast this morning that he doesn't believe that Rodgers participating in the offseason program is a must. So if that's his position, his quote, and this is from Rich Domini's story, quote, if there's a great rapport with the coordinator, there's really no urgency. The quarterback, if he understands the system, if the quarterback knows it, it's just a matter of refining the skills and doing all that stuff, so there's no hurry. So, you know, here's the feeling that I get, mm-hmm. that Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh and probably Aaron Rodgers, too, are like, look, let's not panic. Let's not give them what they want. And they're probably a little worried that Woody Johnson, since he owns the team, is going to say, no, just get it done. I don't want to wait anymore. I don't want to risk losing him. So we'll see if patience wins out or not. And if it doesn't, and, you know, Woody Johnson demands that they just get it done and they give the Packers what the Packers are asking for, the Packers will win the trade and they'll get what they want for him. If patience wins out and they can convince the owner to listen to them, I think that we'll see this dragging on for an extended period.
Yeah, I can easily imagine the GM going to Woody and going, Woody, we'll take care of it. We're going to have him. When are we going to have him? I don't know, but we can wait until the start of training camp. I'll go by what Joe Thomas, or who was it that you talked? Was it Joe Thomas? Or no, somebody else said the key is you got to have him at the start of training camp. Who was the player that said that? I don't remember what it was.
Brad Nortman said that.
Yeah, that's what it was. Correct. And I'm sure that Rodgers feels that way. And I would say that the dates that where you think something could happen would be the draft and then June 1st would be two dates to watch. Other than that, I don't know that there's a date before the end of July. Is there?
So, no, I don't think there is. So I think the you're right about the first one is the draft.
Yeah.
And if you're like, here's, you know, the pressure point there, in my opinion, is for the Packers, actually.
Yep.
They need to get something that can help Jordan Love immediately,
mm-hmm.
and that is higher than it would be in the same round a year from now if Rodgers is good and the Jets are good, right? So
yeah, the Packers know the pick's better. There's not going to be a pick that good next year. They know that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but again, if they still insist on a first-round pick, then that becomes obviously problematic, right? Because if you don't get that first-round pick, and you hold out for it all the way into the past the draft, and then you've missed out on that window. So then, if that passes, and again, look,
and
I want to
emphasize this: I don't think it's worth all the discussion talk now. I don't care any movement about they want this and this. We'll get an idea based on what happens on the draft, because other than that, we kind of don't know. But based on what occurs or doesn't occur on the draft, that'll give us more information on what the truth is.
I mean, if I'm you know, guessing, and that's all I'm doing, but if I'm guessing, if we get past the draft, it means that the Jets held firm and said, look, we're not giving you a first-round pick, so you guys can run the risk of having them on your roster for however long it takes, and have, you know, however you want to view the distraction, you can risk having the distraction and the $60 million of cap charge for his roster bonus. If it gets done draft day, either the Packers came off that position or the Jets panicked. Now, the next pressure point, or and I don't even think it's that, once you get past the draft, then I think it's after
June 1st. Have you heard what the Jets are willing to offer? Because we've just heard the Packers want this, the Packers want this. Has anybody said what the Jets are offering?
So I think there's a couple of schools of thought. I don't know what they're willing to offer. I don't know what the high end is. I think the low end is probably a third-round pick based on the GMs that I've talked to that know this stuff better than I do, and then a conditional pick in the future, depending upon if Rodgers comes back for 2024, et cetera. Okay? Now, I do know that there's a school of thought that would say, okay, these guys are demanding a first-round pick. We do not want to give up the 13th overall pick. Aaron Donald was a 13th overall pick. Laremy Tunsil, who just became the highest-paid left tackle, was the 13th pick. There's a couple of other really good current offensive linemen that were the 13th overall pick. So it's not a guarantee. No pick is. But you can get a really good football player who can really help you at 13, especially when you consider that there's going to be some quarterbacks that are probably going to go before that that don't deserve to. That'll push some good players down farther, right?
The assumption is, my assumption is the Jets are taking an offensive lineman with that pick.
Given their offensive line, I think that's a very good assumption.
Thank you.
If the Jets hold firm, but they do panic a little bit, or Woody really wants to get it done, you know, they have now the 42nd and 43rd overall picks in the second round. And I don't remember who wrote this. I think it was Domofsky who looked up the chart. Those two twos are worth roughly the equivalent of the 18th or 19th pick in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm the Jets and I'm getting desperate or I'm getting nervous or my owner is telling me I got to do this, then I'm offering the two twos. Now again, if Jason Wilde is the Jets GM, I'm saying no, I'm not doing that either. Like, I can get two really good football players in the second round too, and especially back to back. Like, Elton Jenkins was a second round pick. Christian Watson was a second round pick. Like, there are really good players that can help you if you don't blow the pick, which Goody has blown a few second round picks over the years as well. But I'm not. If I'm the Jets, I'm willing to roll the dice. I'm willing to roll the dice that I get past the draft, and then the Packers do have the, hey, we'll trade him after June 1st. That'll help our cap situation. But again, the wild card to me, and this is one thing the Packers don't have, because no matter what Mark Murphy may say, I'm not sure that he has the same level of sway as an owner would to say, just get it done, Goody. Like, stop asking for a first-round pick. Just get him the hell out of here. Like, I don't know with their silos how that works. I don't know if Mark Murphy would do that to Goody and say, just take a third and be done with it. Like, these are things that I don't know, and I would really love to know how that hierarchy works on their side.
By the way, Josh Jackson was pick 45. You mentioned Elton Jenkins was 44. Darnell Savage was 21. Eric Stokes, 29. Jordan Love was 26. And what everybody's most proud of, Mr. Watson was 34.
So that's, Mr. Watson!
Yeah. And then, you know, I think there's certainly a joke to be had of, if I'm the Jets, I'd give up a third-round pick because given Goody's track record, that guy will stink anyway. I mean, you look at Goody's third-round picks. It was Sean Ryan last year who not only got beat out by Zach Tom, who was a fifth-round pick, to be in the line rotation.
Amari Rodgers!
but Sean Ryan was also suspended.
Yep.
Amari Rodgers the year before that.
Josiah DeGuara.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jake Sturger.
And Oren Burks.
And Oren Burks.
He better get a second-round pick. His second rounds aren't anywhere near as bad as that.
Yeah, but they're not good. Fourth-round picks. Maybe you should get a fourth-round pick. He's had a couple of good fourth-rounders.
Yeah. Second-round picks. He has Elton Jenkins. Josh Jackson. Sorry about that one. Josh Myers. How do you rank him? A.J. Dillon.
I'm not sure Josh Myers is any good either, frankly.
All right. Okay. No.
So, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, I'm. Where are the national experts of the Jordan Love campaign? Because everything I'm interested in is in Jordan Love. Have you talked to that guy who's been his coach since he was in eighth grade?
I have not. I've talked to Jordan a bunch, but that's about it.
So what? Because every discussion I want to have something about Jordan Love, because to me that's all that matters. His future. Goody's future. A lot of people's jobs are on the line based on how Jordan Love is. What's the first thing? Because everybody asks about Jordan Love. What's the first thing you want to tell people about Jordan Love?
Well, before I tell you that, Joe Douglas is talking right now in Phoenix. My buddy Mike Garofolo from the NFL Network just tweeted out a couple of quotes. Here's what Mike Garofolo reports Joe Douglas said.
Okay.
Quote, there's been some productive conversations. We're not where we need to be yet, but I feel we're in a good place. There's no hard deadline. There's not a ton of urgency from our standpoint, but we're very optimistic.
Yeah.
Obviously, the 13th pick is a high pick in the round. You really have an opportunity to bring in a strong player. That sounds like a guy who wants to keep the 13th.
Yeah, he doesn't feel urgency to rush it. Nice. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing about Jordan Love.
Good.
I wish I had more interactions with him, but for 2 years, I wasn't in the locker room while he was on the roster. But I would say that there is, you know, the guys that are conscientious and hardworking, not only based on what coaches say, but more importantly, what their teammates say, and including Aaron Rodgers. And I would say that I don't know if anybody knows for certain, obviously, how good Jordan Love will be, but based on, you know, the guys that know him, I had a really good relationship with Chris Barnes, who, played high school football with him. I have a really good relationship with A.J. Dillon, who is tight with him. I know Dallin Leavitt, who was at Utah State with him, even though Dallin was a senior when he was a freshman. And all those guys swear by how hard he's worked. They and that's not something that I haven't heard from the coaches, too. But again, I respect what players say more frequently than coaches, because sometimes coaches have to say what sounds good, even if they don't believe it about a player. So if he fails, it won't be because he is coasting or he thinks, you know, he's anointed so he doesn't have to work hard or whatever else. Like, I don't want to say that it was humbling for him for how much he struggled that first year, because I don't think he was an arrogant kid by any means. But I think that first year went way worse than he thought it was going to. Like, I think he was really disappointed, and I think that while he's a confident kid, I think it shook him a little bit, and I think it motivated the hell out of him. And so, you know, for anybody that thinks, oh, you know, Wilde's known Rodgers for 18 years and they've been tight or whatever it is, I definitely am not rooting against Jordan Love, and I like everything I've heard about him. But when I say things like, I don't know how good he's going to be and I don't know how much his improvement truly is, that's just my honest assessment. And it could change, and we could come to training camp this summer and be blown away with how good he is in camp. I thought he was better last summer, but I didn't think I did not have a whole lot of moments where I was like, holy cow, he is so much better than he was a year ago.
Jason, I'll be shocked if you're blown away. I think you could say he's better. I'll just be shocked if you're blown away. But we'll see.
Yeah, I don't want to put any limitations on how good he could turn out to be, but before I'm convinced that this is the best thing for them and that they're going to be successful with him as their quarterback, I just personally need to see more. And I did not, again, all these coaches and Goody all saw 11-on-11 periods throughout the regular season, including when Rodgers had the broken thumb and Jordan was running the number one offense. I still don't believe that in-season practices are a great indicator of how good you'll be in games that count. Mm-hmm. But it's just that they saw a lot of improvement. I would also add, what the hell else are they going to say when they've made it clear that they don't want Aaron Rodgers anymore? We don't want Aaron, but we really don't know if Jordan's any good or not. We just think he's a little bit better based on what we saw this off during the regular season. Like, they can't say that. So, of course, they're going to say he's absolutely ready to be the starter.
Thanks, Jason. From NFL Now, the Jets' plan A is Aaron Rodgers. As they try to work out compensation with the Packers, they refuse to explore a plan B right now. Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback for the New York Jets. It just hasn't officially happened yet. You want to join that club?
I'll join that club, sure. Happy to be there.
Thanks, Jason.
At Homer, take care. Be good.
Jason Woolley, a special. Wonderful to have him tomorrow. I think he's off tomorrow. Maybe he'll be free as well. Find some roller coasters for those kids. His daughters, not those kids. Next.